relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Quote, President Joe Biden is unfit to hold the office of the presidency. His pattern of abuse of power as President Obama's vice president is lengthy and disturbing. President Biden has demonstrated that he will do whatever it takes to bail out his son Hunter and line his family's pockets with cash from corrupt foreign energy companies. End quote. That is the preamble from articles of impeachment that have been deposited in the Congress by a brand new representative. She's already a good friend of the show, representing the 14th Congressional District of Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Welcome back to America First.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm happy to be back.
And we are very excited. You're a bit Trumpian, if I may say that, because you make promises, Congresswoman Greene, and then you keep them.
Well, I think that's a great compliment. Thank you very much. But, you know, it's because I'm a regular person. I'm not a politician, and I'm used to working for a living. And you got to provide good customer service and keep your customers. And so I believe in that. And this is what I ran for Congress on, is that we had a job to do. And I really believe it with all my heart. And I believe the people are my customers. And for me, it's always people over politicians. And that's how I want it to be always.
What it tells you where we are as a country, as Capitol Hill, when the concept of good customer service from our politicians is novel, is shocking. God bless you. She's got a brand new Twitter account, a little easier from the last one. It's a Rep MTG for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Follow her right now, Rep MTG. So what happens now? I'm going to read out some of the charges in the articles that you've deposited, but we'll do that later. Tell us, what is this going to just sit there for Nancy to ignore forever, or what is your expectation of the plan to move forward with your impeachment articles against President Biden?
Well, the plan is this. We don't really know what she'll do, if she'll just leave it there to die in committee, or if she'll pull it out and try to dispose of it as quickly as possible. But here's what the plan is, and this is what is already being executed today, is the way that we're going to win this war is to engage the people. And so right now we're assembling people all over this country. And if anybody's listening to this, here's the job you need to do today. You need to call your representative immediately. Call your representative and tell them you want them to get on board with articles of impeachment for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is a threat to this country. He's bought and paid for. He will do anything for Hunter Biden. And this is a true danger for the presidency of the United States. And there's proof. This isn't something that's made up. It's not a silly game. There's proof in Joe Biden's own words when he threatened to hold $1 billion out to get a prosecutor fired that was coming after his son Hunter. And we know about Hunter Biden's laptop. We know the contents, and we know the dangerous deals they have going with China's energy companies. They're selling out American energy companies. They're selling out America oil, but they're willing to get nice and rich and fat off of Chinese oil companies. So this is serious, folks. Call your representative. Tell them to get on board with articles of impeachment.
Now, when we last spoke, I asked the wrong question and you gave the right answer. I said, how are your fellow congressmen and women responding to your idea to impeach President Biden? He said, I don't care. And I loved that answer. I'm going to ask you again because I'm just curious. Have you had anybody say, congratulations, we're with you? What has been the reaction, especially from some of your freshman colleagues?
Well, more of the freshmen are definitely interested. I've had quite a few tell me they'll vote yes. Now, there's a hesitancy for them to put their name on it because, you see, committee assignments haven't right. been doled out yet. And so here's the deal. The problem with Washington is it's a nasty little game everybody plays. And so people are concerned about their committee assignments. They get concerned about offending people. They don't want to upset leadership. But it just needs to change, Sebastian, and I'll tell you, here's how it needs to work. Right now, we're in the minority. It does not matter what committee you sit on. Nancy Pelosi is not going to give Republicans anything they want. We've already seen it. This is not how Democrats work. They don't work across the aisle. They aren't interested in hearing anything that we want to say. All they care about is building walls around the Capitol, bringing 30,000 military troops in there while America burns down, Antifa attacks cities. BLM riots occur, and they attack police officers, and Americans are caught in the middle. They won't send help to you, but they will only protect themselves. It's you know, whatever rules for thee, but not for me, and that's how it works. So for Republicans, everybody needs to take the gloves off, and we need to go after Democrats as hard as we can. It shouldn't be about our committees. It shouldn't be about anything else, but actually fighting back and standing up and getting the job done for the American people. Because here's the warning. Here's the warning. And I talk to regular people every day. They aren't voting Republican again in 2022 if Republicans don't show them that there's a reason to support them and vote them back in office.
Right. Absolutely right. She's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia 14. Follow her right now on her new account, Rep MTUG. Just to share with you, to illustrate how on the money her comments are, I'll never forget the day I was in the members' restaurant on Capitol Hill, and a member of the Freedom Caucus said to me, who will go unnamed, the majority of his GOP colleagues want the job, want the chairmanship, where they get the office with the fireplace and the chauffeur-driven car. That's what they care about. But now we have a new breed. We have people, we have representatives like Congresswoman Taylor Greene. In the couple of minutes we have left with you, Marjorie, please talk to us about what is happening on Monday, the acquiescence of Mitch McConnell and the beginning of the trial of a former president, Donald J. Trump, in the Senate.
Well, yeah, Nancy Pelosi is going to walk over there, walk her articles of impeachment over to the Senate, where Mitch McConnell is going to be taking these in. And we don't know what's going to happen in the trial of the Senate, and it shouldn't be happening. That's really the truth, because the whole thing is a scam. And so this is why I didn't delay in introducing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. Because we need our people to get on board with, hey, you know, let's impeach a real criminal. His name is Joe Biden, and he is now the president of the United States. Instead of play dilly-nilly and watch the nonstop continue to hate President Trump, hate everything Trump, trial in the Senate. You know, it's ridiculous. These Democrats, they have no agenda that helps Americans, that does anything for our country. they completely take over in Washington with their military state style takeover, and now they're going to continue down the same "we hate Trump" trail. And this is why I'm telling you, don't allow them to control the narrative. Call your representatives, get on board, put this all over social media, and let's make it about impeaching Joe Biden versus it being continue to be "we hate Trump" and "we hate everybody that voted for him."
Last question, I have to ask it. Is this going to become, is the GOP, do we have a shot, Congresswoman, of making the GOP an America First and a Make America Great Again party?
I don't really know, honestly. I don't. I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do. I think if the people will continue to keep the pressure on their representatives and force them to do the job they hired them to do, then yeah, there's a good chance for that. Listen, I want Republicans to win. I want us to take back the majority, but I also want us to do the job that the people want, and that's to put America first and put Americans first in every single way. So I really hope so. I'm not against any of them. I just want them to do a good job. That's the whole reason why I'm here, and I'm kind of angry I have to be here. If Republicans hadn't have supported President Trump, if they had supported him in the first 2 years of his presidency, Marjorie Taylor Greene would not be serving in Congress.
But we are so happy you are. We are grateful for your courage. Follow her now, RepMTG on Twitter, and also green.house.gov. That's green with an E on the end. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
One congressman from Massachusetts sees a National Guardsman at the Dunkin' Donuts outside Congress without his mask. And what does he do? He says they've all got to leave the building. 5,000 National Guardsmen sent to sleep on the concrete of a car park. I guess it's all right for them to protect that congressman during the inauguration, but not to sleep in comfortable conditions. We will discuss that and get your input. Latest reports are Donald Trump has authorized Trump International Hotel to house any guardsman that needs a bed to sleep in. Of course he did that. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But now it's that time. It is our weekly roundup with your favorite expert on all things market-related, fearless defender of the truth, Trish Regan. Follow her right now, trishintel.com and the Trish Intel podcast. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Oh, good to be here. Good to be here, Seb.
We were saying in the break, I feel like, you know, it's deja vu. It's economics 101 redux. I thought we won the Keynesian versus the von Mises debate. I thought we understood that big government intervention always leads to inflation and stagnation eventually. Just now, right now, as we are speaking, Biden is in the Oval, the Roosevelt Room, and he's talking about his new economic initiatives, including an increase for food stamps.
So this is not a middle kind of Democratic Party right now. I mean, as much as they'll try and say, like, okay, you know, we're really, you know, not socialists. I'm looking through all this policy right now, and it really smacks of socialism. Now, let me qualify this by saying I'm not cold-hearted. I believe the government should fundamentally be there for those that need it. But that's the crucial part here. Those that need it. What we're doing right now with the $400 federal checks, and Seb, just so we keep this in perspective, people may forget, you know, Barack Obama only authorized $25 in federal unemployment benefits.
Wow.
$25. Now we're talking about $400 in federal, and then you're going to have another few hundred from the states. And so at some point, people are like, wait a second, do I go back to work where I guess I get a guaranteed minimum wage now of $15, which is a whole other, you know, onslaught for American businesses, or do I stay home and make $700,000-$800,000 just living on handouts? And so consequently, we're now in a situation, people are not dumb. People know that, you know, there's a certain opportunity cost to going and washing dishes every day, right, versus just sitting at home and getting checked from the government. And so it is encouraging, I would argue, less work. And so you will continue to see these unemployment numbers increase. You saw 900,000 in the latest week. That number will keep going up, and not for real reasons, but because they're actually incentivizing people to stay home.
Yeah. Let's talk about the state of the economy and the thing that's really hurting it the most, which is, of course, the shutdowns and the shuttering. You were one of the very first, if not the first, to nationally state that there are those who are politicizing the Chinese virus, the coronavirus. I have to bring that up again, Trish, because we've just heard today that here in the nation's capital, that has been a ghost town for more than half a year. I mean, literally, you cannot, just a ghost town. And now we're, what, 3 days after the inauguration, and they're allowing the restaurants to reopen. Trish, how did that happen? Did coronavirus...
Funny how that worked.
Didn't it just disappear when he was sworn in as president?
Yeah, you know, Seb, this is what has upset me from the very beginning. And, you know, there were some who said, oh, you know, she doesn't believe in the virus, whatever. No. My point all along was always that they have politicized this to the point where it's so extreme and so wrong and so bad for society. I was so angry throughout that because I was watching as we were going into those early days of March, the market start to tank and tank and tank. Why? Because CNN was running, you know, a giant, it was like the missing plane, right, with coronavirus. Now, I realize how hard this has been and how many lives we've lost, but my gosh, couldn't we have been a little bit smarter about it? I mean, Cuomo said the other day, said that you need to have something to come back to. You need to reopen the economy now so you have an economy to come back to.
Right.
Yeah, duh.
Right.
And by the way, funny that they chose this time, Seb, given that, oh, I don't know, the rates are even higher and the infection rates are even higher right now than, say, last summer when they wanted to close it all down. You can't make it up.
Talk to us. You know the markets. You've been watching and reporting on the American economy for long enough to give us some sense of your expectation. With government intervention, with handouts, what do you think is going to happen to the markets? What are going to happen? What's going to happen to the fundamentals and also things such as the desirability of tangibles like gold and silver? Are we going to see a rush back to the real tangibles in the next few months?
I think that makes sense. I mean, you look at hard assets, right, in general, just real estate for the last 5 years has been doing great. There was a new report out today from the National Realtors Association showing that home prices are now the highest they've been in 14 years. Sales, or really, home prices are up 13% in the last year. Sales, highest in 14 years. And inventory, you can't buy a house, the lowest it's ever been on record since they started tracking this stuff. So that's an example, if you would, of these hard assets appreciating. I think you're going to see more of that. And the reason is because there will not be real growth. We may like muddle along here. Don't forget, we muddled along sort of, you know, less than 2% annualized growth during 8 years of the Barack Obama presidency.
Right.
But did we ever, Seb, did we ever see real growth? No, we did see stock market growth. Why? Because there's an inflationary effect, if you would, on equity prices. And, you know, at some point, it will come back to haunt us. I don't know when that point is. But I suspect that as long as they're willing to keep the printing presses on, the markets will be okay. I mean, you could start to see a little pull. You saw a pullback today, right? You know, the markets are trading lower today, in part because people ought to recognize that this is very fake. You know, this is a sugar high. If I saw real reasons to suggest people were going back to work and businesses were going to invest in the future, I'd feel very differently.
It's an economic sugar high. Get her podcast, Trish Intel, also trishintel.com, on Twitter at @Trish_Reagan. In the last 30 seconds we have, your expectation, is Joe Biden going to get a 4-year honeymoon if he's in office that long?
No. I mean, I would hope not, although the press, I do believe, Sub, they were asking about whether or not he was going to repaint the interior.
The exterior of Air Force One.
The exterior, forgive me. I was like, is this Home and Garden magazine or what? Really. So there is a certain amount of that. At some point, you will start to see some normalization. I would expect part of a journalist's job, right, is to look at policy and critique it from different angles. This particular group of journalists have shown that the Democrats can do no wrong. Republicans are the kiss of death, and that's that. So hopefully it normalizes.
Apart from Peter Doocy, is there a journalist amongst them is what I want to know. She's our regular guest here on America First. Follow her, TrishIntel.com. Thank you, Trish Regan. This is the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
We need a doctor, please. A doctor, please. Do we have a doctor? Doctor in the house, please.
Doctor in the studio, more like it. Thank you, Mr. Trump. That is a great, great line. We need to use that more often. And Katrina and the Waves, that is a Friday song, definitely. Thank you, Shad. Let me just share with you, because you won't hear it anywhere else. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene's list of charges against Joe Biden. 6 articles of impeachment that she has submitted. I want to just share 2 of them with you, because the mainstream media won't share them, and then we'll go to your calls. Number 1. Joe Biden abused the power of the office of the vice president, enabling bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors by allowing his son to influence the domestic policy of a foreign nation and accept various benefits, including financial compensation from foreign nationals in exchange for certain favors. In 2016, Ukraine's top anti-corruption prosecutor Viktor Shokin had an active and ongoing investigation into the company Burisma and its owner Mykola Zochkevsky. At the time, Hunter Biden continued to serve on Burisma's board of directors. According to reports, then Vice President Biden, quote, threatened to withhold $1 billion in United States loan guarantees if Ukraine's leaders did not fire Shokin. After that, Ukraine's parliament fired prosecutor Viktor Shokin. Just 2 of the articles of impeachment that Congresswoman Taylor Greene has already submitted to Congress. God bless her. Let's post that. Let's post those articles, Eric, on our Facebook feeds and our Twitter feeds. Don't forget, God bless you if you're watching us live streaming on YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. Hit the notifications button twice, the bell, okay? Not just the subscription, but the bell, so you don't miss any of our segments. And also, as a backup, we've exploded. Is there, Eric, how many subscribers do we have now on Rumble?
Over 300,000.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good for a new account. So also go to Rumble. That is the anti-YouTube. They actually believe in the Second Amendment there. And subscribe to our Rumble account. My name's Sebastian Gorka, America First. And then you'll make sure that even if they try to strangle, to throttle our account on YouTube, you won't miss a thing. All right, the number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Lots of great guests today, including the Baron, will be with us in the final hour, and David Rubin of the Rubin Report, as well as Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. Let's go to Don in Los Angeles, line 5. Happy Friday, Don.
Happy Second Amendment Friday to you, Dr. Gorka,
what
the Rolling Thunder voice.
What a pro. He's reminding me on my show that it's Second Amendment Friday. Thank you, Don.
Hey, just a loyal, right-hand man, sometimes the left, wherever possible.
Whatever is required. Whatever is required.
Yeah. That's it. Dr. G, you're like the a sword-wielding Hungarian-American samurai of American free radio.
I like swords because they never run out of ammunition, Don. You know what I mean?
That's it. It's in your destiny to be a blade master. You know, I was telling your great screener that...
You mean Mr. G? He's not anonymous. Yes, he's Mr. G.
Mr. G. Another G. In the key of G. I was telling him that... we need to really take heart from the fact that look how afraid, how terrified the Democrats are of us, of Mr. Trump and his movement. They're trying so hard with this sham impeachment to ace him out from running again. The silly language about insurrection is just because of a technicality. If you're convicted of insurrection, you can never run again.
Correct.
And not only that, they're trying to take out Mr. Hawley, Mr. Cruz, anybody who might be a threat to them. They are running scared. Remember how Mao used to talk about the running dogs of American capitalism?
Yes, the running dogs.
These are the running dogs of American used to be a democracy.
We were discussing exactly this today, Don, with Jeff, with Mr. G, and it's you got to remember that it's not necessarily dichotomous. It's not an either or, and in many cases, you know, there's a multivariant. Explanation for phenomena. And it's not that they're just rabidly radical, and it's not just that they're dumb. It's both. AOC, we'll play you some crazy audio from AOC. She's not just dumb, she's also truly afraid of her fellow Republican members of Congress who she thinks are going to shoot her. So, guys, it can be a combination. In the case of most Democrats, it is. Great call, Don! Second Amendment Friday, he reminded me. Yes, it is. Thanks to Carl Firearms. God bless you. Have a great Friday. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain and you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this drug-free product today that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included, and also Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow, pain-free. Find out for yourself if this is the answer. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. You can call them on 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you, like it works for Yvonne, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Find out today. You owe it to yourself. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I love the echo on that line, and it's fun. Do you know the phrase Potemkin village? This administration is already a Potemkin village. That's a Russian thing. Let me translate it into Potemkin villages were these perfect villages that were created by Tsarist Russia to make it look as if everything's fine in the countryside. And they were like the back lot at Universal. They were fake. It was plywood and it was all a lie. The same thing applies to The Wizard of Oz, the little man behind the curtain. And that, I think Biden is the Wizard of Oz. He's the man behind the curtain. It's all a lie. Jeff's been reading to me in the break the executive order just signed by sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, where he's mandating the $15 an hour federal wage that they promised. Yeah. Read it, guys. Read it. It doesn't mandate anything of the sort. It requests a review period for government agencies to try and find out if those people who are contracted with the government are paying their workers $15 an hour. And they've got 100 days to do the review. The review. It's a lie. It's a fake. But how many people are going to believe it and say, oh, now I'm going to get $15? Don't believe it. It's all a lie. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Daryl, California, line two.
Dr. G, it's an honor to speak with you again, sir. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
Outstanding, outstanding. Don't want to hold you too long, sir. First, I just want to thank Miss Congresswoman Marjorie Greene. I love her to death. She has some big brass ones. God bless her. And also has a little dinner, if I may, sir. You have about 15 seconds.
Stop talking about how quick you're going to be and just get it over with.
Copy, sir. Copy that. Walked to one of my favorite convenience stores yesterday, 7-Eleven. Picked up a copy of the Epoch Times. Had to put it down immediately because the first picture I saw on the cover was Biden swearing in on the Bible. Immediately, without provocation, the cashier looks at me and says, oh, we finally have a good president. We have a good president. I looked at him and said, respectfully, I said, Biden is a donkey's posterior. And then the cashier's elbows down. He says, he was with Obama for 8 years. I said, sir, I'm from Chicago. I was in July last year when they were burning down my city. Obama didn't say two words about it. He didn't make any public appeals to the rioters to stop it. He did nothing. In that instant, the cashier just gave me my change and whereupon I said, thank you, sir. Have a great day. And I walked out. It was just bizarre.
It truly is. The question is, how do we enlighten our fellow Americans? Or is it going to take a disastrous Biden administration to enlighten them for us? Thank you, Daryl. It's a good newspaper, even if it's got a photograph of Biden's inauguration. We like the Epoch Times. Check them out. Support them. One of the few actual journalistic platforms out there. God bless, Daryl. Back to your calls. But first, have you seen Dennis Prager's latest movie? The idea of him with Adam Carolla together. Now that is a genius concept. It's called No Safe Spaces. It is a tour d'horizon. It is a journey through the invasion of political correctness across America and the people who are fighting back. And of course, it's Dennis, so it's superb. Order it, watch it. You can get it through us at salemnow.com. And if you use my name, you will get a discount. That's promo code GORKA. It's No Safe Spaces, salemnow.com. One of the greats, Dennis Prager, with one of the funniest guys, Adam Carolla. Watch it, order it tonight, salemnow.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go to George, Columbus, Ohio, line one. Welcome, George.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
How are you?
Not bad. It's a Friday. We're always good on Fridays.
I guess so. I was wondering if I could touch on two things, please.
Don't ask my permission. You've already called in. You've already been screened. So just go for it. We've only got 3 hours. Go for it.
Yesterday, you missed one of the conspiracy theories.
I knew I would. What did I miss?
The new one is Donald Trump was implanted by the Democrats to disrupt and dismantle the Republican Party.
Are you serious? Somebody's spreading that? That Donald Trump is a Democrat plant?
Yes, sir. The tinfoil hats are growing.
That's a doozy. Stay on the line, George. I need to know the source. I need to find out where you read that, because that beggars belief. Let's go to Todd, Columbus, Ohio, line 5. Welcome, Todd.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, thanks for taking my call. First time I'm calling. Got two questions. Number one.
What are you doing in the background? Are you using like a buzzsaw or what?
No, I'm in my car.
You need to get that car checked out. It sounds like you're trailing your muffler. What is going on, Todd?
Bells were those things in the roadway. They slow you down as you're coming off the freeway.
Don't hit the barriers. Pay attention. Okay, carry on.
My first question really quick is why didn't our Republicans fight harder for Trump? Was it because are they really that much hatred for him that they just...
No, of them it was, for the worst of the worst, like Mitt Romney, they detested the man. The rest of them are just cowards. Right. They just want an easy life, Todd. They just want an easy... They want to pick up their massive federal paycheck. They want to get their taxpayer-funded pension. And they want a nice... They want to go to the cocktail parties and be loved. They just a bunch of cowards, Todd.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you, Todd.
I got one quick question now.
Super quickly.
The impeachment for Biden, do we really want this? Because if he's out, then we get stuck with Tommy Camilla.
Good question, Todd. I'm going to have to answer that in the next segment. Do we want to get rid of Biden? Let me ponder. Let me ruminate. This is America First of the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Balance of nature. How to stay the healthiest you can be. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. But you've also got to eat your veggies. Who loves veggies? I don't. But Dr. Douglas Howard is a genius and has created Health in Your Hand with 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that, you know, honestly, I probably wouldn't get around to eating because I just don't like kale or spinach. But this is how I cheat and I stay the healthiest Gorka I can be. You should be part of that, and Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. balanceofnature.com. You've seen the amazing adverts on TV. Go to balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, 800-246-8751. Do it today. You won't regret it. balanceofnature.com.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
I believe that former President Trump should be convicted.
Well, he's no longer in the Senate, and he believes that it's up to the Senate and Congress to determine how they will hold the former president accountable and what the mechanics and timeline of that process will be.
Peace, unity, harmony. That was Jen Psaki just dodging the question if Biden wants to see the president tried in the Senate. Let the Senate decide what the Senate with the Senate and the Senate. Yeah, that's really impressive. I mean, truly, what a third-tier individual. And according to Mitch McConnell, the trial starts on Monday. You know, Mitch is the worst. He really is the worst of the worst. Let's listen to the response from Rona McDaniel, not my favorite, the GOP, who sees things a little bit differently. Audio cut 11, play cut.
What I will say for our party is we need to unite. We are only going to win back majority if we unite. And let's show a positive vision as we move forward and unite to take back that majority. And the first step is to make sure we don't engage in this conviction of the president. And not go along with this action of trying to impeach a president who's already out of office. And I hope Republicans will absolutely not go along with what the Democrats are doing.
Interesting. Somebody has found a spine. Where were you for the last 10 months when they were planning the 80 million mail-out ballots, Rona? Now you don't want to impeach the president and have him tried in the Senate? Maybe a dollar short and a day late. Let's go to... Oh, somebody tried to call in on this earlier, but we couldn't get to his call. Mark in Stockton, California, line 5.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. You just commented on a previous caller about how do we enlighten. Well, I propose that President Trump produce a new reality show, kind of a takeoff from The Apprentice,
mm-hmm.
and he could call it The Candidate. And in that, he could foster the promote the tenets of American citizenship. He can challenge the Biden administration's failures and poor performance. And if he went on the road, he could vet local conservatives right on their home turf.
Mark, that's genius. Did you think that up?
Yes, I did. I was here hoping that you'd approve of it.
Yeah.
And maybe it'd be good enough to justify a book, an autographed book.
Oh, sneaky. Of course.
No, it wasn't sneaky.
It's good. It deserves a signed book. Mark can choose it. But Mark, before I want to ask you, are you on any social media platform?
No, sir.
Ah, because you deserve credit. You should register yourself. You should create a Twitter account. You should post that idea. You should tag me at Seb Gorka so I can retweet it and so we can share it and I can talk about it more. Because that's genius. The Candidate as opposed to The Apprentice. And Donald Trump becomes the de facto reality TV show kingmaker. It's genius. Only the best calls. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, none other than the Dave Rubin here on the Salem Radio Network.